welcome, Hoosier Nation, to our 17th episode of the Hoosier Sound. I am your host, Matthew Lukens, and I am delighted to present you with this podcast. Our show has one main goal, to give you our perspective of IU sports from the point of view of a student or young adult. In addition, we will also give our view on hot takes from around the world of sports. We are going live every Tuesday evening or Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., but if you miss us live, you can subscribe to us now on various networks so you can listen on your own time. You're now on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and our live stream will be posted on our YouTube page after recording. All you have to do is search The Hoosier Sound wherever you listen to podcasts and just hit subscribe. It's simple and easy, and it would mean a lot to us if you guys could hit that subscribe button for us. Social media is also a big thing for us, and we'll be posting updates for you guys on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you give us a like and a follow, as well as subscribe on our YouTube account for all the information that is described below. You can also check out our website, thehoosiersound.com. Find all our information there. On our website, you can now be on the lookout for blogs and articles we will be putting up every once in a while, so make sure you follow us on Twitter and get those. All right, Hoosier Nation. It's time for some sports talk. Recruiting day. Yes, seriously, the first time ever college football had an early signing day where schools could sign new recruits much earlier than in previous years. IU and Tom Allen had a couple days during signing day, and we signed some big players. So, of course, me being the only person here tonight, I will start out. I was really impressed with what Tom Allen's done. I think he's done a fantastic job getting recruits. We got a four-star Penix quarterback from Tampa, which was, of course, Tom Allen's old stomping grounds when he was at USF, and now he's here at IU. And he got a guy that was on FSU and USF's radar, and telling you, it's not often that FSU loses a recruiting battle, even with a brand-new head coach. Like, that's a rare occurrence, and the fact that that happened is promising for IU. We won a recruiting battle against a major football school, not even just football school, major sporting school in general. Of course, we also got Ronnie Walker, running back from Virginia. He already had shown that he wanted to commit to IU, but he definitely took the bait this time. And signed his letter of intent, and he running all over the place in Virginia. He set all sorts of records, and I think his school won the state championship game. Four-star running back. I think the last four-star running back was a guy named Tevin Coleman that we had, and he turned out to be pretty decent. So I'm looking forward to having those two in our backfield for many years to come. That should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, I'm on Twitter following, you know, people who are like asking for 2,000 followers. Hey, IU fans. And they seem like really, really cool people. And something hit me when Tom Allen was talking about it. Tom Allen was saying, you know, like, we wanted them to become part of a family. And I think that's what he's building at IU. Forget that we lost to Purdue and Mike DeBoard and the rest of whatever I say, that Tom Allen's creating a culture at IU, and it's starting with this recruiting class. This is his first real recruiting class, and you can see, like, whatever he's selling, it's working. We're getting good recruits that we don't usually get to come to IU, and who knows? You know, maybe someday, somewhere down the line, five-star recruit, number one recruit in the country is from Indianapolis, goes to Ben Davis, and you know, Tom Allen with his connections of Ben Davis, who knows what could happen. We could land that. That could be a programming changing moment. We got Mr. Indiana for football, which I think is the first one we've had since 2010 or 2011, at least. And he looks like a stud. Definitely running, passing, quarterback. But I think he could be a wide receiver in college. He could be whatever he wants to. He's just a freak of an athlete. So I'm excited to see him and what he can do with his talents on the gridiron, definitely. And moving on from that, we're going to do my good, bad, and ugly segment. So I'm going to start out with my good. My good this weekend, or just this week in general. By the way, I hope everybody had Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, first off. So my good was all the sports this weekend were fantastic. Whether your team won or lost or not, it seemed like the NFL game, for whatever reason, my Eagles had to keep it close with the Raiders, but that was a fantastic game. All the Christmas Day NBA games were great. I'll get to the Warriors-Cavs game in a minute. But those were great. Soccer was fantastic this weekend. A lot of storylines there. And of course, it being in the holidays, lots of cool stories coming out and whatnot about, you know, the giving of athletes and the stuff they do in their community. So I think it was a very good sports weekend in general. And I was really happy to see that unfold. The bad was the ending to the Warriors-Cavs game. I'm not a particular Warriors fan. I understand their greatness, but I'm not the biggest fan of them. But that still doesn't negate the fact that LeBron was definitely 100% fouled. The NBA said in the last two-minute report that he was fouled three times on that last play. Three times! They didn't call a foul at all. I feel like the refs swallowed their whistle. And we talk about letting people play, but when it's a big situation and it's an obvious foul, you need to call the foul. And even if they called the foul, he still had to make his two free throws, and they were down by three. So even if he hit both of them, they were still down by one. It wasn't game-changing. Like, the Cavs still had to stop the next possession, and they still had to do that anyways, and they didn't do it. So it didn't really matter in the first place. But still, putting them on the free throw line, making it a closer game, maybe they try harder for a better shot, and the Warriors don't make it, and the Cavs have a chance to win the game and just ruin the complete game. And when he was fouled, it came off of him, so they lost possession of the ball. It wasn't even like he was fouled and then Kevin Durant, you know, hit the ball away, and so they got an extra possession. No, they lost the ball. So the refs coughed up that game. They should have let the players decide the game. Kevin Durant decided to foul LeBron three times in one possession, and they didn't call it. You need to call that there. You can't miss that call. So I think the refs blew it. That was bad. And then the ugly has to be developing right now in Tampa with DeSean Jackson. Somebody crashed and deserted DeSean Jackson's pickup truck with some contraband and bullets in it, just alone. But he says he wasn't driving it, and nobody was in the car. So it's not his. So we'll see, but that doesn't look good, DeSean. Doesn't look good at all. And first off, how does somebody driving your car and you didn't know who was driving your car and you weren't driving it? That's just, looks ugly. Anyways, IU basketball played this weekend or last week, and they played Tennessee Tech. It was almost a week ago, but Indiana had a bounce back win against Tennessee Tech after the disastrous, disgusting, despicable loss to Fort Wayne, beating the Golden Eagles 87-59. My thoughts on the game, we should beat teams like Fort Wayne and Indiana State like we beat Tennessee Tech. Simple as that. We're at home against a team that is obviously worse than us. And we blew it both those times. But this time was a little different. Again, Juwan being a beast, of course, and Duran got his looks. I thought defensively we looked fantastic, especially against a Tennessee Tech team that was ranked 70th in the nation in three-point percentage coming in. And we know what mid-major teams that either shoot or don't shoot threes well against us. We've seen it happen twice this year. And actually three times you count the Howard game. And they didn't do that. They didn't shoot very well. We only let them score 59 points at home. This is how it should be every time. It was a classic win. I'm on the team get Zach McRoberts a scholarship for his last year at IU. I think he deserves it at least for, you know, the effort that he puts in. Not even just, he's now producing. He's shooting now too, which is fantastic, because I've been yelling at him to shoot for however long I've been watching him play, because he gets open looks and he just stares at the rack and goes, I don't know. I'm not going to shoot that. So finally shooting. Freddie had a good outing. Freddie scored a couple points, and Priller got in the game, and Clifton Moore got in the game. Everybody played. We emptied our bench, which was nice. It was nice that we emptied our bench against the worst team. We needed that. We needed a win like this, especially coming off of Fort Wayne. Now they're back from the holidays. I think they just got back today. I saw them post something on Instagram. Looking forward to our next game at home. Again, it's a tune-up game because I think we got one or two more games at home, just tune-ups against, you know, mid-major to very small schools before we go on the road and hit Big Ten play. And we could use these games to get back. I feel like it's something about the holidays, whatever it is, you know, obviously distractions and whatnot, but it seems like they get extra distracted over the holidays, and it turns up being a, you know, a crapshoot on who's going to win at home, which is another story. We can't win at home. It's just sad. It really is. What was it? We're off of 2 years ago where we didn't lose a game at home, and now we're losing to mid-major schools at home and Duke. So, you know, just looking on the future, we need to improve these results. Tennessee Tech was the right result, played well, and I'd like to see it replicated a couple times over the course of the year. You know, it's just depressing as an IU basketball fan sitting there and watching your team lose to Fort Wayne or Indiana State, you know, to the point where, and now I am rambling about it when I'm supposed to be talking about Tennessee Tech. So it's just frustrating. It really is. I hope that Archie can bring some consistency, because I think it's just mental mistakes by the guys. And you even saw it during the Tennessee Tech game. There's a couple times there's just stupid turnovers. Like, I don't know. It looked like they were playing pickup basketball at the WIC. Or, you know, the Hyper. They're throwing passes down the court and missing their own guys. And like, you practice every day with these people. Like, it's not that you don't know how to pass the ball down the court. It's that you just, it's a mental error. It's a mental mistake. And Bobby Knight, love him or hate him or not, got his guys into shape mentally. Got them ready, prepared. Got them, you know, in the right headspace to play. And I think Archie can do that. But it's going to take some time. Also, these aren't Archie's guys. These are Tom Crean's guys. And you know, love Tom Crean or hate Tom Crean, Tom Crean recruits different guys that Archie will. You know, they're different players. They play different systems. You know, so I was listening to an interview with Jim Mora, who was the former coach of UCLA, and he was talking about the difference between the NFL and the NCAA. He was like, in the NFL, you know, you have to make do with what you have. In the NCAA, you get 25, you know, first overall picks. You get who you want. You get the guy that you think is the best player for your position, most likely if he chooses your school. It's the same thing with basketball. These aren't Archie's guys. They don't fit Archie's system perfectly. Some of them better than others. You see Zach McRoberts, I think he'd fit almost anybody's system by the hustle he puts out. But he fits Archie's system very well. Love him or hate him, Josh Newkirk fits it very well. That doesn't mean that he's going to be there all the time mentally, but he fits it very well. And Juwan Morgan and Duran can fit it at times. I think Juwan's better than Duran is and fitting in the system, but at times you can warp Archie's system, especially offensively, to fit Duran. But, you know, these aren't his guys, so these results that we're getting, while it's great that we beat Tennessee Tech, we're going to have tough games because you're not playing with the right deck, right? You're playing with five cards missing from your card deck. So I'm just excited to see Archie get his guys in. You know, this is showing that his system works. Like games like Tennessee Tech shows that his system works, and you can beat teams that shoot threes, and they won't shoot threes well against you, surprisingly. So, yeah. That about wraps it up for our 17th show of the Hoosier Sound. Thank you so much for joining us. And please do feel free to add suggestions in the comment section and contact us through our website. A reminder to follow us on Twitter @TheHoosierSound. like our Facebook page, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you enjoy the show, these are vital for receiving updates to our show, but you can also subscribe through either Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher, and leave us a review. All of the links are in the description down below. Visit our website, thehoosiersound.com, to find all of our information regarding podcasts, and stay tuned for updates through our social media. As always, send us your questions as the audience, so to be comment, chat, or send a message, or contact us at thehoosiersound.com on what questions that you have, and we'll have them on our next episode. Lastly, if you enjoy our show, leave us a review, tell a friend, share our links. It really helps us out and can grow the podcast, of course. But thank you for listening, Hoosier Nation, and we'll see you next time.